This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you guys for waking up and starting your day with us here at the Power 93.5. Our producer, Jad, tells me that somebody we've talked to before is on hold on line six.
Yeah, that's what it's blinking to.
All right, let's take this call. Hey, good morning. It's Power 93.5. What's up with it?
What's going on? This is Tyson.
Tyson. Wait, oh my God. Is this the Tyson that called us about 3 or 4 weeks ago with the girlfriend?
Ashley.
Yes.
The coworker.
Yes. And your girlfriend threw you out of the house and you didn't have a place to go and you ended up going over to a coworker's house.
And you said it was okay they messed around because this girl kicked him out.
Well, yeah, they technically weren't together and you were struggling over whether to tell your girl what happened with you and Ashley or not. So, did you tell your girl?
So, I decided to roll with you here, man, and I didn't tell my girl. I might have a bigger problem on my hands now, though.
What do you mean you might have a bigger problem?
What happened was, a couple weeks ago, my boss decided to have a little work function. We go to the work function, me and my girl. Obviously, Ashley is there, too.
What did I tell you guys?
Now, wait a minute. Ooh. It's just a work function. So what happened with all of that?
So we're at the work function. We're kicking it. Everybody's drinking. My girl and Ashley start talking. Basically, they like friends now.
Time out.
They hit it off.
Your girl and Ashley, the chick you kicked it with that you never told your girl about, are now the best of friends?
Basically, this is the last thing that I need. So now they're texting, they're Snapchatting. Now, my girl, she going to Vegas for like a week for this work conference. She won't be back until this upcoming Saturday. I've been going to work. I've been trying to just stay away from Ashley, basically.
Has Ashley been coming around or something?
Ever since my girl took out last week, Ashley been hitting me up, bringing me dinner.
What?
Like, you know, checking on me. You need anything, T? You need anything to got you? The other night, I was getting home. Next thing you know, boom. Ashley's sitting in my driveway. She's like, what's going on? Yada, yada, yada. I was just in the neighborhood. And I was like, how are you just in the neighborhood randomly?
So long story short, did she go inside with you after you got back to the house? Come on, really, dude? Tell me now, and I want you to tell me the honest to God truth. Did you and Ashley do things that you regret not once but twice?
We might have Netflixed and chilled.
Do you know what Netflix and chill means? It doesn't literally mean Netflix sit down and you chill.
They were watching Netflix.
Now, the boots were knocked. And I told you guys, nobody wanted to listen to me.
We might have did a couple of things that co-workers probably shouldn't do together.
You Netflixed and chilled, and you and your girl's house on the couch that your girl's going to come and sit on when she gets back from Vegas. What the hell are you doing there, Tyson?
He listened to you. That's why he's in this situation.
What are you going to do?
I need something because I'm thinking about moving out the country, quit my job, and changing my name.
Now, wait a minute. Don't give her that much power. But you should seriously start looking for a new job.
I don't know, man. It's a really good job. I've been there for like almost 3 years now.
Secondly, this is the only thing you can do. Now, just listen to me out on this, because her and Ashley have become friends. And so you need to go to your girl when she gets back from Vegas and say,
don't.
Ashley was coming over every day and she was really making me feel uncomfortable and I don't like what I thought was trying to go on. Now, stay with me. You got to be prepared for the second answer. So when Ashley says, yeah, he came on to me, you got to come back and say, what would you expect her to say? Follow me on this and you'll be fine.
Wow. Vindictive. Oh, my. Tyson.
That's That's the only option right now.
The only option is for him to lie.
We got a bigger problem. How does he get rid of Ashley? Option A, get rid of Ashley and stay with your girl. Or option B, break up with your girl and just do you.
Dang, he's going to be out in the cold and lonely.
Well, he should have thought about that when he was all warm watching Netflix and chilling.
Ironically. Things are going to hit the fan and she's going to tell your girlfriend, like I said, she would.
Let's rethink the strategy. Just trust that Ashley's not going to say anything, because I don't think she's going to say anything now, because she's found that comfort zone and she knows that she can compromise you with her goodies. You have to learn some restraint. There is a support group that I suggest that you go to.
Wow.
And then you need to write it down and take the first four steps and try to get this thing figured out so you can be on the road to recovery.
What? Who gives that advice? That's not real life advice. Ashley's crazy. If she's trying to be best friends with your girl and showing up in your driver, she's crazy.
I'm so conflicted. I mean, I love my girl.
Uh-huh. I got to tell you, homeboy, you're not conflicted. You're weak.
Ooh.
You have given up to the temptation of the flesh, and it has consumed you. And now that you have satisfied yourself by the temptation of the flesh, you are now coming to us crying, asking for help. And I told you what to do.
No.
And you done messed up.
Tyson, you see how he throws you in the fire? After you listen to him the first time, now he's throwing you under the bus. Come clean, my man. Come clean.
All right. Does he tell the truth? What goes on here? 869-1093. Do you like Ashley at all?
There's a little.
Oh.
I'm done.
I tried to help you, and if you would have done what I said to do to begin with, you wouldn't be in this mess. You allowed yourself to be compromised again by Ashley. 869-1093.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.